This is WUSF 89.7 News. Good morning, I'm Jessica Mazaros. In a substantial increase, the Florida Department of Health reported 16 new positive cases of the novel coronavirus last night. Two of the new cases are in Sarasota County, a 50-year-old New York man and a 70-year-old man from Massachusetts. It's unknown if either of those cases are travel-related. The third case is in the region involves a 49-year-old woman in Hillsborough County who tested positive for COVID-19. Her case is related to European travel. The Department of Health says 41 Florida residents have tested positive in the state and another 5 have tested positive elsewhere. Overall, 2 Florida residents have died. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says this weekend's St. Patrick's Day festivities, including the River O'Green Fest downtown and the parade in Ybor City, have been postponed. She says it's responsible to avoid large gatherings of people at this point, but does hope to reschedule.
The safety and security of our citizens will always be number one. But I also have to consider the economic impact. You think about something really on the scale of things as simple as a parade. There are a lot of people, vendors, you know, that's a paycheck for them.
As for WrestleMania in April, that's still up in the air. Hillsborough County commissioners chose to wait until next week to decide whether to call off that event. Sheriff Chad Cronister says he hopes leaders and the WWE will choose to err on the side of caution.
In an event like WrestleMania, you're not only going to just have people traveling from other states, you're going to have people traveling internationally. And why would we subject our community to the unknown?
Tampa Pride has been postponed until May. For more rescheduled events, visit WUSFnews.org. And Castor was joined by local healthcare representatives yesterday speaking about the preparations being made to address COVID-19. Dr. Peter Charvet is Chief Medical Officer of St. Joseph Hospital. He said that their hospital and BayCare have multiple areas for people to access help. But at an outdoor press conference, he said they really want people to use their BayCare Anywhere program.
Telehealth is a great option to have a call or video conference with a provider who will assess your symptoms and provide treatment recommendations and will help decide if you need a face-to-face encounter.
BayCare Anywhere can be accessed online or through an app. Officials also insist that people call their primary care physician before going to a hospital to protect themselves and others from the virus. As the spread of coronavirus worsens, faith leaders across Florida are taking steps to keep followers safe. WUSF's Kathy Carter reports.
Religious organizations are making changes to worship services in light of COVID-19. The Roman Catholic Diocese of St. Petersburg, which has 74 parishes in the region, has issued several new directives. Until further notice, there will be no more holy wine from a common cup during communion, and all holy water in churches will be emptied. Physical contact will also be avoided, including at the sign of peace. On any given Sunday, about 13,000 people worship in Episcopal churches in the region. The Diocese of Southwest Florida is also telling parishioners to avoid physical contact during services. The diocese, which includes Tampa, St. Pete, and Sarasota, has posted links to COVID-19 resources on its website. The Jewish Federation of Sarasota Manatee says synagogues are following CDC guidelines, and several temples are live streaming their Shabbat services. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Hillsborough County Commissioners declared a state of emergency yesterday. As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports, they also raised concerns about the lack of widespread testing.
Commissioners say they want better information to share with residents about where to go to get tested for COVID-19. They suggested designating certain locations as testing hubs. Dr. Douglas Holt, head of the Florida Department of Health in Hillsborough County, says that's a possibility, but it's a complicated issue. He says the county is working with private groups like LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics to receive and process test kits. The challenge is figuring out how to safely collect specimens from patients.
The Department of Health policy is we will accept any samples collected or in very specific targeted people. We will work to get the samples, but we are not able to collect the mass numbers that would be needed both now and in the future.
The commission directed Holt to work with the major health organizations in the area to figure out how to solve the problem. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.